Well, our moms think we're funny.
All right. Hey, everybody. I'm a Comey.
Hey, everybody. This is Dirk182.
Yeah, I've had some weird happenings.
Weird. Weird. So I just, whenever someone says weird, I always have to, the weird science thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we should do a podcast on one day. Sorry, it should be like...
Weird science?
No, just the impulsive, like, responses.
Oh, yeah.
To things
that
people say that we just can't help it.
You know? Like, yeah, because, like, the internet has fucking ruined me with the road work ahead sign.
No, it's like, hey, so?
Find I sure hope it does. Like, I've said that exact sentence more times than anything else in my life. So, that could be a fun episode.
Somebody I know was recently hurt and they had internal injuries. And when they were told that, it didn't dawn them until later on to say, you know, they were like bleeding internally. It's like, where's that where the blood's supposed to be? Which from an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And you're like, oh my goodness, like I should have said that, but I don't think it would have laughed.
Yeah,
they would wheel me into surgery.
Doctors are somewhat humorless people, and typically people who need surgery are typically humorless people. It's not exactly our target demographic, but I've had some strange occurrences lately. And as you know, at my job, there's quite an extensive amount of women.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, obviously, like, I work servicing an industry that caters more towards female workers than male workers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, usually that's perfectly fine, you know, I'm not really on the market per se, but, you know, I get flirted with occasionally. It's all good. I don't mind it. It's a little confidence booster. And, there was a day that I approached a desk with a box of printer parts, as I do.
As you do.
As I do, because, you know, that is my job. And these really, really attractive nurses were just watching me come in, and one of them went, yummy.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that. Like, whatever happened with that?
I was like, oh, excuse me? And then her face fell and she went, oh, that's printer stuff. I thought you had a box of donuts.
Wow.
Fucked up my entire goddamn week, man.
Ego deflating.
It was, yeah, gone. Just, oh, shit. It's like when you die in Grand Theft Auto, you just like ragdolls wasted.
Like, I don't know you. Why do you think I was
going to
bring you donuts?
Yeah, like, what the fuck? I mean... So, yeah, I was just like, God damn! Like, I've gotten some, like, real nice smiles from chicks, from, like, younger chicks. I've had some, like, older women who've just, like, straight up been like, oh, hello, handsome, like... It's not like a shockingly unusual occurrence, but I never had a chick looking that good go, yummy. So I thought, oh, this is gonna be a good week after all. No. No. Wrong.
No, that's horrible, man.
It was so frustrating. I'm still pissed off about it a month later. So fuck me, right?
That's horrible, dude. Like, I'm like, oh, hey. Like something you see? Yeah, no, that's printer paper. No.
Yeah, right.
That's crushing, dude.
It was the worst thing that's ever happened to me, just about. And I think I told you about the other truly strange occurrence.
Which one's that?
That was the one where the chick gave me the weird look in the hallway.
Oh, yeah. What was that about?
Okay. I'll let you find your way back to the mic here.
Sorry, the,
No, you're good. You're good.
The batteries died in the Roku. I think the batteries died in Roku. It was in the remote.
And yeah, then yeah.
It wouldn't respond to anything. I'm like, we got movies to watch, man.
Yeah, totally. No, you're good. You're good. I just wanted to, you know, just wanted to... To make sure
You were back.
I know people are like, shouldn't you guys be preparing this thing, you know, like, before, geez, whiz, I'm sorry, before we start recording, and I'm like, well, but we need something to watch while we're recording. Like,
yeah.
Most of the time we spend, like, the entire episode, like, just moving around to, trying to find something to watch. So, okay, yeah, so go.
But yeah, no, you are totally good, and as far as anybody wanting to criticize the podcast, record a podcast and then come bitch to us.
Yeah, tell me about it, right?
So,
yeah. Tell him, Steve, Dave.
So I was just, you know, walking down the hallway with my box of ostensibly donuts, actually printer parts, and just handling my deliveries, handling my day. Chick came down the stairs, out of the stairwell into the hallway. Again, really, really attractive chick, so it seems like the only time that, like, my life just goes fucked up is when it's good-looking women.
Yeah, they're the ones that are gonna fuck you up the most.
Apparently she thought I was gonna fuck her up, because this chick just stops in her tracks, her eyes get huge, her mouth falls open, she was looking at me like she thought that I was dead, and I was like the guy, like, walking out of the burning down building.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, there was no, there was any number of visual cues she could have given that would have helped me get a read on this, right? As autistic as I am, it's like, if she would have, like, glanced downward to my crotchal region.
Your crotchal region?
Yeah. Then I would think, okay, that's probably a good thing. If she would have smiled, I would think, oh, that's a good thing. Little lip bite. Okay. Instead, she just stared, like,
like she was mortified.
Or something. I can't tell if that was, like, a good look, or if it was a look of, like, oh my god, I thought I'd killed him and he's back for me. I don't know. I don't have a fucking clue what was happening there.
Like you just, like, showed up behind her and, like, thanks for the ride, lady.
Right,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, lady, thanks for the ride.
Like, ah, that's a shame. There was a 50% chance you would have said the same direction I was. Like, I cannot get a read on it. It's like, was she digging on me, or was she fucking terrified? Either way, like, it could not have possibly gone wrong for me to, like, have asked her out in that situation, you know, because, you know, whether she was digging on me or whether she was thinking that I was coming to kill her, she's not going to say no.
Right.
Because of the implication.
Because of the implication, right.
Right.
I mean, because at this point, like, okay, so either you think I'm going to kill you, or you think I'm going to ask you out, but... But those two things are obvious in your mind, so I can't go wrong with either one I pick.
Yeah, it is technically a win-win, because it's like, you know, no means no, of course, but she's not going to say no, because, you know, I'm down here in the lower levels of the building in this hallway with this guy I don't know, and he clearly has the looks of a hardened killer, which is why I'm looking this terrified, so.
Well, I mean, something about me is hardened.
So, That is how my past couple of weeks have gone.
Wow, that sounds really, really, really bad.
Yeah, the donut thing is just killing me, man.
It should.
Just killing me. And then Camelot's wife was like, oh, you should have gone out and bought him donuts. That would have, like, been a good way to get your foot in the door. And it's like, I ain't getting that bitch donuts. Mm-hmm. Are you fucking kidding me? I ain't getting that bitch nothing. Gotta earn your donuts from me. I'm not just gonna, like, simp after this bitch, because I know how that goes too. You go out and buy him donuts and they're like, oh, thanks, I already have a boyfriend. So that's not how that works.
Oh, gee, thanks, but I already have a boyfriend. That's fine, I know. Oh, but maybe you're, like, a really nice guy, but oh, but everyone, yeah, you already said that.
Well,
yeah,
you're so sweet, you're like a brother to me.
But you can stop saying that. Okay, I got it the first time, I was okay with it. Oh, but you're so sweet. Let's go, Rick. You know me, I'm a bit of a misogynist some way, and, like,
I think that's why we're such good friends.
Because whenever I see, like, a hot woman, I'm like, hey, man, misogynist? But no, so I think I'm a bit of a, I don't try to be, you know, but I'm not always.
It's women's fault, dude.
Oh, of course. I mean, who else's fault? It wouldn't be a man's fault. Exactly. That's some bullshit.
Like, they make us this way.
But it's not always. It's, and that's what I struggle with, is that, like, I'm not always like this. Like, where I'm like,
I'm not like this when I'm horny.
No, I'm saying, so there's certain times where I'm not like this. And then there's times when there's times where I am, but then there's times where I'm like, well, like, I don't know why, like, that's a thing for me. What I was leading to is, I don't know why I find it extremely funny when I'm watching like a show, like either whether it's Rick and Morty or if it's like Always Sunny, when they start calling a woman a stupid bitch. It just makes me laugh, and I don't know why. Because I mean, but it's the way they say it.
Yeah, it's with the delivery,
vitriol. Like they're like. Like, damn it, you stupid bitches! Like,
yeah,
I just can't help but laugh.
It just feels like it's from the heart, and like we've been talking about Charlie work this weekend, and it's just that, like, every time he walks by, ooh, you bitch, ooh, you bitch, he's like strangling the air in front of him. It's like it's so genuine feeling.
It's like, Jesus, like, some of you stupid bitches, stupid. Yeah. I don't know why that's.
Where's so the interdimensional cable, Summer? Summer, you stupid bitch. Where's the interdimensional cable?
I don't know why that's so funny to me, but geez, it is.
It is hilarious.
And I can't help but laugh like, every time it happens.
It is hilarious. I love it.
Oh.
Hey, not bad, not bad. Have you...
Julie strained my pants.
Sorry. have you gotten to the episode of Sunny... Hero or Hate Crime? Has that finally come through?
No, circulation? I don't think so.
Oh god, it's so good. You might have to skip ahead on that one. But yeah, it's at some point they talk about, I can't remember if they talk about calling women bitches or cunts. It's one of those. And so Dee and the lawyer are both like looking shocked, and like Mac and Dennis and Charlie are like, it's hilarious. That's funny. That's actually funny. Especially when you want to make women feel small. That's funny.
And you know, that's the C word, even though I did sing a little bit of a song earlier, the C word is not a word that I like. I do not like that word.
It's growing on me. I'm not going to lie.
I was going to say, is that Sybil Danning? It looks like Sybil Danning. But it's like, that's why I could not live in Australia. I mean, that's just like a regular thing. Like, you can't even buy a paper in Australia unless you use a C word.
Oh yeah.
Be like,
yeah.
Let me get the latest edition. You're caught. You're like, like if I just say, can I get the latest edition? You're like, they'll ignore me.
Yeah. Right. And yeah. Like, yeah. Australia and like Ireland and Scotland.
Yeah. It's just like, I mean, you have to use that word. I'm like, damn, like,
I told you about our Scottish friend calling Mac that, right?
No.
It was the best thing. It was after a D&D game, and he was calling her by her first name, and she was like, hey, you can just call me Mac. I prefer it when people call me by my internet handles. And he's just quiet for a minute, and he goes, all right, well, how about I just call you cunt then? Oh, jeez, quit.
Wow.
And like, you've interacted with Mac, you know that she's like always super nice in the way she delivers things.
Yeah. So
that was just his response. It was the funniest shit, man. Oh, it was so good. So good.
That's beautiful.
But this ain't about that. Oh, I didn't realize they had nudity in movies back then.
Yeah, I remember watching this old like Johnny Weissmuller Tarzan, whichever one it is, and the woman's swimming underwater, and like the camera is all over her, like you know, and it's like, and you're seeing everything. And I'm like, what?
Holy shit! That totally changes that joke in Andy Griffith.
Which one?
They've got this episode where they're like trying to get Goober a date, and so they're like, well, come on, Goober, ain't there any ladies that you like? And he's like, yeah, there is. That girl who plays Jane on Tarzan, she sure can't swim. I never put that together. I never realized there was just, like, uncensored nudity in a Tarzan movie.
Yeah, just in the underwater scene there.
Wow, that's wild. But this ain't about all that. I just needed to, you know, share my tragedies, but...
So let's get to our our real reason for this episode.
Yeah, yeah. You want me to pull this up? You sent this to me.
Oh, it's Betty.
Oh, Betty Page. Mm.
Yeah, so Rob Liefeld's at it again. joking.
Noted internet cunt, Rob Liefeld.
Rob Liefeld is no longer allowed in Australia. After he got off the plane, the other one just read, "Look at a stupid cunt." And then, like, all at once. Which sent a cascade of, like, energy through Australia and almost broke it free from his foundation.
Ah, yes, Russ Meyer. That was an awkward evening for me one night. There's an episode of Seinfeld where...
Elaine at the diner.
Yeah, Elaine at the diner. She's like, all these chicks look like they're from a Russ Meyer film. And Mom was like, who's Russ Meyer? And I was like, just a director. just some guy who directs.
Well, what's great about it is that when she says that, like, some people don't get it. She's got to explain.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so awkward for her to do the explanation.
It's incredibly awkward. Okay.
I was trying to explain to... I was with Mom recently. We were coming back from out of town. And I was... Something was... A song, I think, or something like that was on the radio. And there was a line in the song. And I was explaining this thing to her. And there was a line in the song. And I was like... I'm not even gonna buy like that. I can't break that innocence between me and my mom and I to explain to her. Yeah. It would be like if she and I watched the Chinese episode of Sunny where the Chinese factory across the street.
Oh yeah,
you know, and then. Frank is talking about making his own cream pies.
Yes, Asian cream pies.
Right, and then you have to explain the difference between the two. I would just be like, you know what? This episode's not really that funny. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Just kind of doing the Charlie thing where you like refuse to make eye contact and just like sort of like muttering under your breath, like, yeah, it's just another episode. So it's not that good. So it's not even a good joke. You wouldn't like it. It's not a funny joke.
It's a joke. It's a joke for gays.
All right. So Turk sent me this article from Business Insider.
Yes.
A student persuaded by his friend to get his legs amputated for a $1.3 million insurance scam wound up getting only $7,200 that he now has to return.
This story, I mean, I kind of feel sorry for the guy, but then the guy was so damn stupid that I don't feel sorry for him. Like,
yeah, no, you see, it's funny, like, we're very, very similar people in a lot of ways, but then we have certain areas where we, like, kind of differentiate, because, right. Like, when we were out getting breakfast this morning, I was like, you know, I almost kind of feel bad for Bruce Willis, and you were like, he was kind of a dick, though. Like, right. The kind of guy was coming to him. I mean, here you're like, I almost feel bad for this guy. I'm like, this is fucking retarded. This guy's an idiot.
Yeah,
I'm glad he's legless.
Yeah, yeah. But so the Bruce Willis thing is, my thing was that when you have people that do bad shit, like that are just mean and, you know, insufferable people, are just bad people, right?
Yeah, yeah, making Kevin Smith cry and all that.
You're right, and then. And then something bad happens to them. People are like, oh, I feel so bad. I'm like, why? They're assholes. Why would you feel bad for them just because something bad happened to them? They're assholes. Like, just because you're having a rough lot in life doesn't mean that I should all of a sudden now change my opinion of you.
Right, right.
I mean, I know this is such an easy fallback, though. But I'm sure at the end of World War II, when, like, the Reich was falling, Hitler felt really bad and everything. But like, oh, everything I've done has come crashing down. Be like, oh, that poor Hitler guy. But like, no, he was like, good for you. I think I might commit suicide. Oh, then do
good
it.
Good for you.
I'm just saying, it seems like it's always convenient for someone to say shit like, oh, don't speak ill of the dead, but like, you know what? Fuck her.
No,
fuck
them. I'm like, totally down to speak ill of the dead. Like,
but it's like when something bad happens, I'm like, oh, you shouldn't say that and everything because now they're in pain or they're hurting. Like, I don't give a shit. if you were an asshole, just you don't stop becoming an asshole just because you got cancer.
Right.
You know,
right.
Just because you got your legs cut off. Oh, I'm sorry, like, you know, just because your mom drowned doesn't stop you from being an asshole. Like, like none of this stuff changes who you are and why I don't like you. I should just start liking you now. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, and I mean, I know we talked about this way back when we were putting YouTube on blast.
Yeah.
But like, every time a YouTuber gets exposed for talking to underage kids, all of their apology videos go the exact same fucking way, where it's like, hey, YouTube, so the reason that this happened is I was just in a really, really dark place, and I've been talking to my therapist about it, but the therapy's not helping. It's like, it's the same fucking thing every time. You're in a dark place. That's not an excuse. Fuck you.
Yeah, when I'm at a dark place, I start, like, killing squirrels and shit and sitting in my neighbor's yard. I don't decide to molest kids because I'm in a dark place. It's like, you know, this isn't really much an apology, but I thought that, like, shoving shit up your ass is going to make me feel better in my life, but it really doesn't. I mean, I don't know.
Now
I mean,
the mason jar is stuck, so, yeah.
I mean, you know, like, I mean, if doing this had made me feel better about myself, I probably wouldn't apologize, but, I mean, considering, like, yeah. I should have just probably taken those pills that doctor gave me, but I was like, yeah, what the hell does he know? He's never molested kids, bro. But like, that's not an apology. I mean, they say I was in a dark place. And no, when you're in a dark place, that's when you start like playing tic-tac-toe on your arm and shit like that. Not molesting kids. I mean, like,
it drives me crazy. That it just fucking infuriates me. Oh, you bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I'll send you to a dark place.
So, I guess I just got to interrupt you real quick, because we were talking about this earlier, and we never said anything, but at work, they were talking about some guy that was in New York that was walking around just punching women.
Sorry. Sorry, that shit. That was...
and
Goddamn, that was...
Since that work primarily, like, since the majority of people on my team are women, right? Like, yeah, I'm the only guy.
God, that would have gotten me fired.
and they were saying that, like, what would make somebody, like, what would make somebody do that? Like, I can't believe, like, and they're saying all this stuff, and they're like, what's this? Like, he's just like, yeah, he's just walking around the, and I don't know if he was punching him in the face or if he was just punching him. I forget now, right?
Maybe I had pot bellies.
And they're like, what would possess somebody to do that? Like, why would somebody do that? And the first thought, my first thought was, like, some woman fucked him up. Like, say, like, he's mad at some woman. Some woman broke his heart. She did something to him. But, like, why would you do that? Because some chick, like hurt him. Like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what it was. And but for them, it's just like, why would you punch women? I'm like, I can give you several reasons to punch women.
Like, because I'm sure that he was in a relationship, and then she dropped the bomb that, like, she ran a train on, like, 8 of his friends.
Right.
It's like, yeah, well, you shouldn't have gone bowling Friday. And it's like, motherfucker, you said it was fine.
Yeah, it was like you, when she kept saying she was going to Five Guys, but she never brought you back a burger, and you were like, and then you finally get, she's like, well, I was telling you, not really, you weren't, you know, as, yeah, I mean, and I'm thinking, I'm like, there are, like, in my head, I'm just counting off the ways that, like, all the reasons why he would punch women, but it doesn't have anything specifically to do with her being a woman, per se. It's just because, like, it was a woman that probably hurt him.
Probably, you know? Yeah. Like, yeah. So, I mean, it's not always just because they hate women. Sometimes it is, but...
Now, if he walked around and started punching women, he's like, Dan Schneider! Psh! Dan Schneider! Psh! like, I don't really understand the correlation here, but okay, whatever. Hey, look, it's Fez. but yeah, I was like, I didn't say anything. They were like, why would somebody do that? Like, that's just crazy. Like, oh my goodness. Like, why? I hope they catch him. I'm like, I mean, yeah, like, I hope they catch him too. And I hope that,
it's a lady cop who catches him so he can punch her.
but the whole idea of, like, why would he do that? But, like, I can think of plenty of reasons why.
Yeah. It's like, have you ever met a woman?
I'm not justifying it, but you're asking me what could their motivation be? Like, I'm just saying, like, you know, it could be a lot.
Without condemning.
Yeah.
Or condoning. I understand.
Hey, look, we watched this.
We did!
Oh, man.
Oh.
See, they're talking about Linnea Quigley here.
Yeah. Ooh, I forgot she looked like that in that shot. Good grief.
I mean, I guess I should have known that because by the way she parked her car sideways, it would not know. I guess I should have known, like, by how perky her boobs were that they weren't, but they were fake. But they just look so good.
They do look good. Typically, I'm not a fan of falsies, but she carries them well.
If I had not seen that thing they showed a minute ago, or I guess her earlier scene,
yeah.
Then I wouldn't have known. But I mean, I can tell you, I don't give a shit. Like, as trash. Dancing on the are you
kidding? That, yeah.
Oh,
that.
My goodness. I would even take her as zombie, as zombie trash.
Yeah.
Right? Provided, like, I only saw her walking away from me. Because that walk is fucking killer.
That walk is incredible. Let's talk about somebody who can't walk.
Oh, God, that's good. That was fantastic. Oh.
Okay. So I only skimmed this when you sent it to me.
Oh, you didn't read the whole thing?
No.
Oh, so, you are in for a treat, my
yes,
friend.
Yes. That's what I tend. That's what I try to do. Is I like to kind of react blind on the podcast here. Hey, yeah, we've talked about watching Slime Ball Wallarama for a long time.
Yep, it's on my list.
All right, a university student in Taiwan who had his legs amputated in hopes of receiving a $1.3 million insurance payout has been arrested on suspicion of fraud, local prosecutors say. He couldn't, it's not like he could get away, you know?
Okay, you gotta keep going, because it's a fantastic story.
This is the sound I make when I run fast. The 23-year-old, identified only by his last name, Zhang Turk!
Zhang, yo!
Plunged his feet into a bucket of dry ice for more than 10 hours to get them so badly frostbitten that he would need a double amputation, the Taiwan Criminal Investigation Bureau said in a Thursday release. The Bureau said a friend of Zhang's from high school, identified only as Liao, persuaded him to carry out the insurance scheme.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Liao, also 23, suffered losses from trading cryptocurrency. and he tricked Zhang into signing a legal note obligating him to pay about $800,000, investigators said.
So, this guy, Yao, is a complete piece of shit.
Yeah!
You lose a lot of money and owe some people, and then you trick your friend into signing a note saying that I'm going to pay your debt for you.
Yeah, this guy's a fucker.
He is.
Absolute fucker.
Oh, that's, by the way, you know that chick is, right?
I mean, I didn't see the identifying part, just the parts I usually look at.
Well, just, anyway, they announced earlier, they would say the two people in that scene were Michelle Bauer and Brink Stevens. And you know who Brink Stevens is?
Not right off the top of my head, remind me.
Dave Stevens? Yeah, that's his name, isn't it? Dave Stevens. Rocketeer?
Oh.
Right? Was that his name?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on, dude. Don't leave me hanging like this. I mean, if you're going to leave me hanging, do it in a different way. Yeah. Dave Stevens, the guy that created the Rocketeer.
Oh, he created the Rocketeer.
Yeah. And he was married to Brink Stevens for a while. She was part of the inspiration for the character from The Rocketeer, the idea of her and Betty Page. Remember?
I haven't watched Rocketeer, dude.
But you know the character, The Rocketeer.
I know of the character, that's it.
Well, you know,
like, I know the design, I could draw him right now, but...
Right, but the Rocketeer's girlfriend that was modeled after Betty Page was also... Because Brink Stevens, the Scream Queen, they used to be married for like a couple years or whatever and all that kind of stuff. I mean, we did a whole podcast about it.
We did?
Yes, we did.
What?
Yeah! Okay. Yeah.
What?
Yeah!
I would remember. If I recorded a podcast, I would remember.
We did a whole podcast about that. And we were talking about Scream Queens and stuff.
Well, I remember doing an episode on Scream Queens.
And we talked about him being married to, like, you know, about that and the inspiration for the character and all that kind of stuff and everything else.
Yeah, no.
You might want to go back and listen to some of our old episodes.
Nah.
It might work out for you.
Nah.
And there you go. My partner, everyone. And why should I be surprised? He is the guy that just left me hanging, like, you know, oh, he's on vacation in Somalia, because so many people go on vacation in Somalia.
I mean, you got some weird taste when it comes to that stuff, I assumed.
I don't know, something about him eating pie and what, I don't know, I wasn't paying attention. I read half the ransom note.
I didn't know it was a ransom note.
That's because she didn't read the whole fucking thing.
Well, they should have opened up with their strongest point first, you know?
Yes, we have your friend. Please send us money. Except they didn't say please.
I mean, you know. The local media outlet, Taiwan News, reported that Liao and Zhang, that gangsters were pursuing them.
As they do.
As happens. So, yeah, I mean, you could have, like, warned me that the Somalian pirates were pursuing you.
You don't know they're pursuing you, or else you don't go to Somalia. I mean, it's like they come over here to get people. They wait till people come over there.
Why did you go to Somalia?
I wasn't going to Somalia!
Where were you going?
I was going to, like, the fucking Maltos. I don't know, some shit like that. Some exotic island. Got hijacked.
You going to Thailand?
No. Nobody goes to Thailand.
You intercepted on your way to Bangkok.
And if I was going to Thailand, I'd go to Thailand via Canada, and I'd claim I was Canadian. Because you can get away with that shit in Canada. I mean, because everybody trusts Canadians.
Sure, yeah. I'm from Canada.
And they think I'm slow, eh?
On January 26, 2023, Liao and Zhang wrote... I'm sure it's pronounced Zong, but... I mean, we're sticking with it, Zhang. Rode around Taipei on a motorbike at night, wanting to present the claim that Zhang was afflicted with frostbite while riding the vehicle in the late evening, investigators said. Just days before, Zhang bought several expensive policies for life insurance, travel insurance, and accident insurance, prosecutors said.
I do like that he didn't put everything into accident insurance. Right, he spread it out. Be like, yeah, we're not going to file a claim on these things right here, but if I just do it on the one, it's going to look suspicious.
Right, yeah.
So, like, that was kind of smart. That, and of course, tricking his friend, which is more devious than smart, but, yeah.
Can't believe that chick was having sex with PewDiePie. Good grief.
That's probably why she turned into a demon.
But yes, no, he did spread out a little bit, so props to him. I'm glad that worked out so well for him.
Mm-hmm.
With his $7,200 that he has to pay back.
Well, no. The guy that spread out was Liao.
No, it says Zhang bought several expensive policies.
Oh, okay, I thought Liao did that for him.
Life, travel, and accident insurance. After their motorbike ride, Zhang soaked his feet in dry ice and was admitted to the hospital, investigators said. But medical staff sensed something was amiss while assessing him, the bureau said. His legs bore no shoe or sock marks, and his injuries appeared symmetrical, which were inconsistent with a naturally occurring frostbite injury, investigators said. I'm so tired of this, the investigators said.
Well, the next part is the best.
For some reason, it just says related stories. Then it says, the weather on the night of January 26 was also nowhere near close to below freezing. With its coldest temperature at about 42 degrees Fahrenheit, prosecutors added. They didn't think this through.
So they went riding around, made sure everybody saw them, so they could claim frostbite, but it was only like 42 degrees.
Yeah,
and like, not cold enough.
Like on a nice, pleasant January evening.
And on top of it, he's riding around on shorts on a motorbike, and it's like
without shoes or socks,
and no one thought that was suspicious. Like, why would you be dressed like that?
I mean, the hospital seemed to think it was suspicious
after the fact. I mean, but yeah, you're right.
As Taiwan is a subtropical region, cases of severe frostbite requiring amputation are unheard of due to natural climatic conditions. The Bureau said in its statement.
It's so good.
Which does kind of beg the question, since they're smart guys buying multiple insurance policies, why did they not think about that? That it's like, wait a minute, we're tropical. Like, oh, help, doctor, my legs is frozen off. It's like, we're in the desert, bro.
Well, I mean, the one guy He's like, hey, I got all of these people, and now I've tricked you into all these people. You know what you should do? You should get your legs cut off. Like, motherfucker, you're the one that owes people. You got me to say, you should get your legs cut off.
Yeah, I'm starting to think Homeboy is, like, a retard.
He's gotta be.
Because, I mean, that's such a Looney Tunes thing. It's like, hey, could you show me how you sign your name? I'm really bad at it. Okay. Cool, thanks for signing this IOU that says I owe $800,000. Now you owe it. Oh, no. What should I do? You should cut your legs off and claim insurance. Okay.
I won't. You will. I won't. You will. I won't. You will. You won't. I will.
Give me the helmet. We're going on the bike. It said Zing's legs were amputated below the calf due to his frostbite injuries, but his case was reported to the authorities. When police investigated Zhang and Liao in November, they found the plastic bucket used to freeze Zhang's feet, insurance documents, a white polystyrene box for dry ice, 8 mobile phones, and a tablet computer. The Investigations Bureau said, why do you need 8 mobile phones?
Because one guy's obviously a scam artist, you know, and probably part of this whole crypto trade thing. He was using different phones to try to do that. But the thing is, they never bothered to throw any of this stuff away.
Yeah, like, that's ridiculous. It's like there's people who, like, just openly search on the clear web, like, how to get away with murdering your spouse.
Yeah, I was like,
how long does it take for a body to begin decomposing?
And then they never clear their browsing history.
Yeah, like, they don't clear their browsing history. It's just like, the FBI sits down and they, like, type a letter H and then that pops up. It's like, how to get away with murder. How long does it take for a body to stink? Hentai. Hot big booty Latina fart porn. Like, clear your fucking history, you morons.
I mean, if you're gonna do anything like that, you've got to vary it up with stuff like, you know, like, yeah, how to kill somebody with chickpeas. But, you know, just weird stuff. Like, yeah, they also Googled this, but like, that, like, wait, what? Like, I'm thinking, like, I'm not entirely sure they were trying to kill somebody. Then, like, like, can you die from, like, from looking at the sky too long? But, like, what?
Yeah, like, how to kill someone with kindness. How much do I have to hug somebody to get through to them just how much they mean to me? Like, just, yeah, you gotta mix it up.
Yeah, it's like, you know, how, like, where's the best place to hide a body on the sun? Like, like, clearly this person, I think, was trolling you.
How long does it take for a body to start decomposing when it dies of natural causes? Peacefully. In their sleep tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. All right.
If you hide the body, and it becomes a zombie, will it know how to find its way home? Like...
Oh, that'd be fucked up. Lau and Zhang were arrested on January 17th and both charged with fraud and aiding and abetting serious injury, the Bureau says. Local media, citing prosecutors, reported that Zhang had claimed $7,200 from one insurer, but his money would be seized. Some insurers and authorities have reported that rates of insurance fraud are rising after the height of the pandemic. The City of London Police's Insurance Fraud Enforcement Department said reported cases of opportunistic fraud when someone tries to fake an injury or exaggerate a claim surged 61% from March 2022 to April 2023. The department's chief inspector, Tom Hill, said the increasing cost of living might push people to consider insurance fraud. In February, South Korea amended its law for the prevention of insurance fraud to punish offenders more severely, with up to 10 years in prison or a $37,000 fine.
I don't think that the guy that had his legs cut off, I don't think that he should be fined or imprisoned.
No.
I don't think so, because one, he's got to give the money back, so I'm fine with him giving the money back. He still has to pay the hospital bill, and I'm assuming that amputation, like, bill is not cheap. And he also does not get his legs back, so he kind of been punished enough for his stupidity.
Yeah. Magic legs.
Well, you can't afford them now.
Mannequin legs.
And So first off, you have to deem him to be incompetent. I mean, you'd have to. Because if you don't, then you you can't really charge his friend with anything except for insurance fraud. But like, you convince your friend to call up, like, I always default back to the scene from Jackie Brown when she's like, I didn't use you, Max. He's like, you know, I'm like, you know, 50 whatever years old. It's like, I don't have anybody to blame for my actions but myself. Like, you're a grown man. If someone convinced you to cut your own, like, to freeze your legs so they'd be cut off for money, then, like, you're kind of an idiot. Like,
yeah.
I mean, unless again, you are just mentally incompetent, like, it doesn't matter how often they said that to you. At some point, you'd be like, this guy really wants me to cut my legs off or get my legs cut off. Maybe I should stop hanging around with him.
Yeah, sounds like a bad friend.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like a friend at all. But I don't understand how the other guy, even though I do think he should, like, the whole, like, scamming him into taking over part of his debt and everything. Yeah, he definitely needs to get charged with, you know, with that. But
yeah, he's a fucking criminal.
But I don't like him at all in any aspect of it. Even the fact that he decided to try to convince his friend to do this, which was, like, just wrong. But at the same time, if you're able to convince him to do that, like, that just makes him an idiot.
Yeah. He is very, very stupid, but, like, I would think the news article would mention if he were, like, mentally handicapped.
Well, it's in Thailand, so, I mean, maybe not. Maybe that's...
Do they just not believe in that in Thailand?
I'm just saying, like, you know, maybe for
you
them...
You don't have autism!
Maybe,
no!
Maybe for them, it's like, yeah, but we don't care. Like, you still screwed up there, you know. Like, you know, you're still a moron.
You done fucked up, A.A. Ron.
Zan.
The FBI estimates that an annual $400 to $700 from the average U.S. family's insurance premiums goes to covering insurance fraud costs.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's...
And that's the article.
That whole thing was like, how do you... Because, okay, you're taking all the risk. This person convinced you to take all the risk for this, right? Which is... Here's a scam. This is how this works. I'm going to get you to do this. You're going to keep your leg. How do you even convince somebody to keep their legs in a bucket of dry ice for 10 hours?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, was he taking them out and putting them back in? Like, after a while, I was like okay, wow, that's just too much for me. Or did he really just keep them in there for that long?
You would think that would be really, really painful.
Right. I mean, it's dry ice after all. And then it's like, okay, so then you're going to call the police. You're going to say you got frostbite. And then they're going to cut your legs off. You'll collect insurance money. And then you use that to pay off the debt that I stuck you with. And then I guess his friend's also going to get a portion of it because it was his idea. But again, how do you get caught up in something like this?
But he's not even, like, he's paying off his friend's $800,000 debt.
Yeah.
So, like, he's not coming out with anything to speak of here.
Well, he would still get $200,000. Because it's supposed to be $1.2 million, right?
Yeah, something like I guess that. So, yeah. So,
and his friend would take, like, half?
I guess he'd be getting, like, $400,000 then.
Unless, of course, it's like the McMillions thing.
Yeah. I'm familiar with it, but I can't remember what exactly it was about.
So McMillions was the whole McDonald's Monopoly thing?
Yeah.
Where they had the guy was passing out the winning tickets or whatever it was.
Yeah, he would just, like, collect them all ahead of time.
Yeah, so he was getting them off the printer because he worked there where they were printed.
Yeah.
He was getting them off of there and then was finding people to give them to. But they would have to buy him, so they would have to pay him for the winning ticket. So depending on how much it was, so it was like $50,000. They'd have to pay him like $20,000 in order to get that.
Yeah.
And then, like, whatever they got, he would get like half of that. So, and he would tell them exactly how to play it all out. So, like, okay, I've got this winning ticket here. This is how you're going to go. This is the store you're going to go to. This is how you're going to play it all out. But if you want in on this, you're going to have to give me, like, say, $20,000 for the $50,000 winner. Once you cash it, I get half of that. So you're really only coming out $5,000 ahead.
Right, right, right.
But because you're the one that cashed it in, taxes on that prize money are going to go to you. You have to pay taxes on that.
Right, yeah.
So taxes on that are probably going to be like $15,000. So at the end of it all, you come out negative $10,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And this guy gets like $45,000 because you paid him $20,000 up front plus half of the money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have to pay any taxes on it, and you're just fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how this guy, I bet you, if this game had gone through the way it was, he would have been like, okay, I get half of the money that you get from the insurance company. So here's $600,000.
Yep, yep.
You still have to pay his $800,000 debt. So now you're $200,000 still owe, plus you don't get anything, and this guy's gone.
Yep, yep.
Like, oh my goodness. Like, but then again, you agreed to that.
Yeah, that I can't wrap my mind around. It's like, he has got to be retarded. There's no way that he just thought that was a good idea.
Yeah, he couldn't have.
Okay, well, I wanted to read an article about...
I'm sorry, I've got to rewind this thing I just saw here. First off, I just got to say, like, I hate shit like this, where they show these scenes where... This is this romantic scene where the room has all these candles and everything. Like, who has time to set all that shit up? Like, I have to take a day off from work to set up that many candles. And then, heaven forbid, one of them tips over, then we're just dead. Right? Like, this whole room's going to go up. Yeah. Plus, who's going to be the one scraping up all the wax and shit afterwards?
So, yeah.
But okay, so I just had to see the scene again here because when I saw it just a minute ago, I was like,
"Holy shit!"
Like, yeah. And then they're all big candles too. Some are like just regular thin like candles you just put into like a your typical like candelabra type deal, right?
Right? Yeah, yeah.
All over the place too. Like that's a lot of melted wax.
And imagine how hot it is in that room too.
Okay, that's what I wanted to see. That didn't make any sense.
Just that the clock sprung forward 15 seconds?
Yes, that's the second hand.
Yeah, yeah. So they were, like, trying to imply that, like, time was passing, but it was really just 15 seconds.
Yeah, like...
So, like, homeboy, like, has no endurance.
like you moved the wrong hand, plus the flame of the candle is not moving faster, so it's not like so much time has passed, it's like... You just moved the second hand. Like, you didn't even move the right hand of the, like, okay.
Sped up, like, 15 seconds. Like, that was as long as he lasted.
And then it just stopped. Like, okay, this is just, I was like, okay, that's just weird.
Yeah, it's like that Ninja Sex Party song, 3 minutes of ecstasy.
And what's the other part of that? Wait, Scotty Don't. Is that their song?
3 minutes of ecstasy?
No, Ninja Sex Party.
Scotty Dome? I don't think so.
Scotty Don't?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, because I thought I saw something that would show the song as being a lot older than that, like from the 80s or something. And I was like, maybe they just covered it. But I thought that you said that was like their song.
No, no.
You know what I'm talking about, right? The Scotty Don't Know thing?
Scotty Don't Know. I mean, I know of it. That's definitely not one of their originals. They may have covered it.
I thought you did, because you're the one that told me about it, and I thought you did said that was one of their songs.
Nah. Okay. Scotty, you don't know?
Yeah. Anyway.
Is it actually called Scotty Don't?
I think Scotty Don't Know, or something like that. Anyway.
Scotty Doesn't Know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Doesn't Know. Mr. I speak proper like English with my grammar and stuff.
No, that's by Lustra from their Eurotrip album.
Yeah, well, that's why I saw something. I was like, wait, what? Where's that from? But I thought that because I know I thought I heard about a song from you, and that it was like one that was associated with Ninja Sex Party, but I
don't know. No. Nope, not them. I mean, their stuff is like very flagrantly, like, it's stupid humor. Kind of stuff, you know, it's all about, like, boners and having sex with sandwiches and stuff, like...
Not grilled cheese.
It's been a long time since I listened to The Ultimate Sandwich, but no, it wasn't grilled cheese.
Oh, thank God.
It was like those kind of like big stacked sandwiches, like Shaggy eats. Yeah, the Dagwood kind of thing. And then, like, after he describes everything that goes on, he's like, "Now you've got a sandwich that I'd like to fuck."
Wow.
But yeah, I kind of wanted to check this article out while we're here. Because I sent you the screenshot from it, but I hadn't read the article.
So are we done with the other one, with all this stupid shit with that?
Cause yeah,
that's just...
We read the entire insurance fraud thing, yeah. Okay. And we're 50 seconds in.
50 seconds in?
No, 50 minutes in. It's fucking... This fucking sex scene messed me up. We're 50 minutes in, so I guess if it takes us another 50 minutes to do this article, we'll have a two-parter on our hands.
Yeah, I when I saw that article about the guy, I was like, wait, what? Like, there's so many things about this don't make any sense, and why you would agree to it. Like, that's just nuts, man.
That's just
crazy all the way around.
Yeah, that makes no damn sense. But you'll remember this as soon as I read it. Oh wow, it's MODOK.
Yes, yeah, we've got head of the family.
Teen discovers best friend of 10 years is an actor hired by family.
Did you? Okay, I read about that, or I saw the article about that, or did we talk about that?
No, I just sent you the screenshot of the headlines. And
okay, good. So that's where I heard it from.
Yeah,
okay.
and the picture of the kid, and we were talking about how he looks.
Oh, yeah.
Because he looks like somebody's trying to draw fan art of Daffy Duck.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
That's why they had to hire him.
He's got some really weird-ass features.
He does. This chick has the most amazing eyes.
Yeah, they're really nice.
They're super, super nice. And I love this Garbage Pail Kid ass villain. He's amazing. All right. A teenager from New York left TikTok users stunned after sharing a story about how his best friend was actually a hired actor. Lawson Spolansky describes himself in his TikTok bio as an embarrassing best friend, but earlier this month he shared a horror story about who exactly he had been best friend to. In a video which has now been viewed more than 1 million times, Spolansky claimed that it all started in 2012.
So I'm assuming his parents were rich.
I'm assuming they would have to be.
Yeah, okay.
Hiring a private actor for 10 years?
I've got a lot to talk about this, but yeah, go on.
In a video which has now been viewed more than 1 million times, Spolansky claimed that it all started in 2012, when he was 5 years old, demonstrating some social and behavioral issues in school. One day in July, while he was at the playground, Spolansky fell off the monkey bars and hurt himself, prompting a little blonde boy to come over and start mocking him. It's just like the beginning of Tales Gets Trolled. The boy's mom quickly came to help, and the two young boys then hung out at the park together. The following September, Spolansky was surprised to see the same blonde boy, who he identified with the name Dexter, sitting next to him in school.
Hi, my name's Dexter. Sorry, I can't do a good Dexter.
Hold on.
Hello, my name is Dexter.
See, here you go. Would you like to come to my laboratory?
Would you like to come over after school and see my laboratory?
Hi, Dexter. Who's your ugly friend?
Me.
He looks like he fell off a slide.
Didi, no. I'm being paid for this, Didi.
Hello, ugly friend.
This poor kid. He's got nothing to warrant us bullying him other than be ugly.
Yes, he is. He fucking put it out there on the internet.
That's true. You put shit on the internet, that is all your fault.
You're the one who decided to tell everybody in the world, you know, that you're such a fucking loser, that your parents had to hide someone. You know, like the old, like jokes and everything, like your mom is so fat, you're so ugly, they put a pork chop around your neck so the dog will play with you. Like, you're such a loser, your parents had to hire somebody to be your friend. He deserves this. I mean, you didn't have to say shit. No one would have ever known, but you did. And so now this is what you get.
Oh, he titled the video, "My Best Friend I Never Had."
People let me tell you about my best friend.
He doesn't exist.
into song. Like the music just stops. He's like, my best friend. He doesn't exist.
Record scratch. Over the years, they started to develop a robust friendship, and Spolansky also became more comfortable and started doing better in school. Fast forward to 2018. Those are decent.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to 2018, when Dexter apparently told Spolansky he wanted to take him on a trip to Paris, Spain, and Universal California using some birthday money he had.
That's a lot of damn birthday money.
Man, yeah. His parents are rich. He told him to start planning what to pack, but just one day later, began making weird excuses as to why they couldn't go.
Because he turned 18, didn't need the money anymore.
Yeah. Imagine Spolansky's shock, then, when he saw a photo on Instagram of Dexter, his mom, and Spolansky's own aunt in Hollywood together. Come on, bro, if you're gonna, like, lie to somebody about not going there, you can't, like, leave a digital footprint.
Right.
Dumbass. This guy's the ugly retard. Like, Spolansky's just some unfortunate kid. Baffled, Spolansky questioned Dexter and his aunt over what was going on, only to be met with claims that it must have been a miscommunication. Jump ahead again to 2021, when Spolansky's boyfriend at the time was working as a pool boy for none other than Dexter's mom. Dexter's, Spolansky's gay?
Dexter's mom has got it going on.
She really does.
She gives me money to play with her son.
Since you've been watching some old Dexter's Laboratory, Dexter's mom.
Yeah.
Voiced by Kath Soucie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't she always, like leave the gloves on?
Yeah, yeah. She always had the yellow dishwashing gloves.
Isn't there a whole episode about her gloves?
I think so. I can't remember. It stopped being good after the first couple seasons.
Yeah.
Right there, folks, that was Our Moms Think We're Funny. Let's give them a hand.